Next, talking with Tracy, and here's Tracy Tromf. She's the one who keeps tabs on all your feedback, all the stuff you have to say about the programs we have aired. What are people saying?
Well, firstly, welcome back, Ellen.
Thank you.
And last week, while Liz Jackson was being you, we heard from Jean, an 86-year-old, who told of her experience of being a fly on the wall in her late husband's nursing home. Mm-hmm. In her case, it was a shocking insight into how the residents were treated in that particular facility. Caller Dorothy has set up a nursing home advocacy service, and this is what she had to say.
Hi, my name is Dorothy Kammerker, and my business is Patient Advocates Australia. And I had thought this business would be all about acute care and critical care, in supporting the patients and the relatives of people who were sick. And it is that, it is. But the big growth area and the big surprise for me is how many approaches I'm getting from people who have relatives in nursing homes and who want those relatives and their care monitored because they're just not getting what they thought they would be getting. There's a lot of human warehousing. There's a lot of generalised one-size-fits-all treatment. And they have employed me to go in and to collaborate. It's not confrontational, but to collaborate with the nursing homes to get the care that they are paying for their relatives.
Thank you. Thank you, Dorothy. And on Facebook, Kate posted, experience as an RN who resigned over poor treatment of residents and as a daughter and daughter-in-law who had to fight constantly for the dignity and care of family and nursing homes has confirmed my concern that unless you're observant and present as much as possible, abuse will occur and your loved ones will suffer in nursing homes.
And Darren posted, it's a huge gamble either way, to trust your family to care for you or to trust strangers to care for you. Each party has their own selfish agendas. Oh, Darren.
Well, speaking of agendas, this Wednesday morning we're going to be talking about political differences within families.
Yes, well, Christmas is coming.
Yes, Christmas is coming.
Anything over the turkey.
Mm. And what happens when you loathe the politics of someone close to you, whether it's a close relative, partner or a spouse, or perhaps even your children?
I can't wait to read the responses to that. We would love your insights, whatever you do at the end of the year, whatever religious or festival or whatever you celebrate, secular celebration, you'll know what it's like, that moment at the dinner table when you look across and Uncle Arthur or Aunt Enid starts and you think, I'm really going to have to just dig my fingernails into my palm here.
And thank them for the presents.
That's it. We would love your insights. Email us, life.matters@abc.net.au, life.matters@abc.net.au, or call the listener line 02833 1430, and we will be taking calls too on the morning, next Wednesday morning. Now, Julie has already shared this story on Facebook. Love this. I remember the New Year's Eve weekend, bracket, I was in my early 20s. My then boyfriend and I went away with one set of parents, stayed up for the traditional midnight greeting, and unfortunately, during an otherwise tedious wait, had a conversation that uncovered layer by layer a certain family member's heartfelt belief in the worldwide conspiracy of Jewish bankers. Really?
Really?
Really. There was a clap of thunder. We said goodnight weakly, as in W-E-A-K-L-Y, and we must have made it through the next morning somehow before getting away. It's always a trick, isn't it, Trace?
Very fractious.
Do you say that is deeply offensive? Oh. Stop saying it now.
Or do you say... Wait for the fireworks.
Yes.
I know. It's a tricky one.
Yeah.
You know, I once went against what my father's beliefs were, but that's another story. Tracy, on Friday, Alan, the great Canadian songsmith Leonard Cohen left this mortal coil. We asked our Facebook people to tell us of their memories of Leonard and their favourite songs. Francesca wrote, "If It Be Your Will is my favourite song. When I saw him for the first time a few years ago, it was like being in church."
Wow.
"With fellow believers listening to the best sermons from the best preacher, truly spiritual."
And Sarah wrote to say, yes, lucky enough to see the great Leonard Cohen once a few years ago. It was a phenomenal experience. The whole performance felt like a meditation.
And Ellen wrote, "I love him and think he was the best philosopher of the 20th century."
Mm. Baker wrote, "At Hanging Rock in Victoria not that many years ago, I cried so much down in the front row, people were worried about me. I was so happy and emotional. He was so, so good."
And Diana finally, she wrote, "She loves Suzanne, So Long, Marianne and Dance Me to the End of Love. A wordsmith and a genius. So long, Leonard." And here is Dance Me to the End of Love, and I have to say it is my very favourite Leonard Cohen song too. If I ever get married, I'll play it at my wedding.
Burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Oh, let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel the moving like they do